From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. There are reports that a fighter plane has been shot down in eastern Libya, despite a no-fly zone over the country. The BBC's Ian Powell says explosions are being heard in the rebel stronghold of Benghazi, Libya's second-largest city.
Since early this morning, Benghazi has echoed to the sound of explosions in the distance. It's unclear exactly where this is happening, but it is to the west of the city and sounds far louder and closer than anything before now. It would appear that these are attacks being launched by forces loyal to Colonel Gaddafi, despite the announcement of a ceasefire less than 24 hours ago. But at the moment, it's impossible to verify this. A fighter jet has been spotted in the sky. Again, we can't say exactly who this belongs to, but there's no suggestion that British or French planes have begun patrolling the no-fly zone.
The BBC's Ian Powell reporting from Benghazi. The leaders of Britain, France are expected to hold an emergency meeting today in Paris with UN and Arab League officials to discuss the situation in Libya. Egyptians are going to the polls at this hour to decide on a package of constitutional amendments. The nationwide referendum is the first major test of the country's transition to democracy since a popular uprising ended Hosni Mubarak's rule. Military leaders now running the country have said they hope to hold elections within 6 months. Emergency crews are scrambling to reconnect a new power source to crippled reactors at Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant. Fire trucks are being used to pump ocean water into a cooling pool for spent fuel rods at the reactor most damaged by last week's earthquake and tsunami. Meantime, NPR's Jason Bovian says the Japanese government is taking steps to deal with a major fuel shortage.
Japan's economics minister is calling on oil companies to increase production at their refineries to stem the growing energy crisis. Six refineries remain shut from the March 11th disaster. Here in the north of Japan's main island, most gas stations ran out of fuel days ago. Outside the few that are open, motorists wait in long lines to try to fill their tanks. Demand for petroleum is also increasing as the country's oil and natural gas power plants boost electricity production to make up for the losses at the crippled nuclear reactors. Japanese oil companies are attempting to move fuel from the West Coast into the quake-affected areas, but with ports and rail lines damaged across hundreds of miles of the country, this remains a challenge. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Hachinohe, Japan.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Warren Christopher has died. Christopher, who helped bring peace to Bosnia and negotiated the release of American hostages in Iran, was 85. He served under the Clinton administration as Secretary of State and during the Johnson administration as Deputy Attorney General. He had been suffering from complications from kidney and bladder cancer. A family statement says Christopher died peacefully in his sleep. This is NPR News. Two commercial pilots are suing the Transportation Security Administration over airline security procedures. The suit claims the TSA screening for flight crews remains too invasive, despite the changes that were made to address privacy concerns. The new procedures require pilots to go through only metal detectors, but physical pat-downs are still possible if an alarm goes off. The plaintiffs say even the revisions violate the Constitution's Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable search and seizures without probable cause. The Secretary of the Navy has censured four high-ranking naval officers over a series of raunchy videos shown to thousands of sailors on the USS Enterprise. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has the story.
At least 25 videos were produced by Captain Owen P. Honors, Jr., the number two officer on board the aircraft carrier. Honors also appeared in the videos shown on the carrier's closed-circuit TV station. They featured vulgar language, anti-gay slurs, and sailors of both genders in shower scenes. In letters of censure to Honors and three other officers, the secretary admonished them for failing to show the vigilance and attention expected of a commanding officer. The censure letters don't end a military officer's career, but they do make it unlikely that an officer will ever be promoted. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
The National Park Service says the new national Christmas tree will be planted at the Ellipse near the White House this weekend. The Park Service says the 26-foot-tall Colorado spruce comes from a nursery in New Jersey. Strong winds toppled the last White House Christmas tree in February. That blue spruce had stood on the Ellipse since 1978. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.